Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So we're at episode 24, another topical episode where we talk about something that I can hopefully explain in more detail so that it becomes easier for you guys. But before we jump into that, if you guys need an online weight loss coach that helps you with achieving your healthy weight in a completely comfortable way, you know, based on all of the knowledge I give in this podcast series, then just know that I'm providing coaching for only 40 euros a month, which translates to roughly £35 per month or $42 per month. So feel free to check it out over on www.patreon.com/theweightmates. This link is also in the description of the podcast, unless you're on Apple Podcasts, because I can't put links in that description. So with that out of the way, grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions and we'll see if it sounds familiar. You've been losing weight for the past few weeks, months, maybe even years. And there's always a time in the year where that becomes extra difficult. Now, many of you will probably already know what season I'm on about, but for those of you that don't, I'm talking about the holiday season, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, any other holidays that you might be celebrating during this time. And with that holiday season comes a lot of holiday season foods, right? Things that are generally higher in sugars and fats and all of the things that are very lovely to eat, but can often bring us to going over our calorie budget. And so if you're like me and you've tried losing weight before, what you might notice is that you start dreading the holiday season because you're on this roll, right? You're like, you've lost weight for a few weeks or a few months or a few years, and you've been doing really, really well. But now the holiday season comes back around again, and you feel like you might fail if you give in too much, right? Or you feel in general like you're going to fail by gaining any weight whatsoever, right? You're going to feel like it's going to be a big setback. But I'm here to tell you today that it doesn't actually have to be that way, right? So let's discuss how to survive the holiday season on the food side of things, because next week we'll talk about something else about the holiday season, but today we'll talk about the food side of things. The most important thing when you're going into the holiday season whilst you're in your weight loss journey, right, is to decide what kind of approach you're going to take, right? Are you going to continue losing weight, right, which is very much possible, but it can be relatively hard? Are you going to try and maintain your current weight and kind of fluctuate up and down here and there, you know, as weight normally does, right? This is personally the approach that I would recommend. Because it's easier to stick to, because you can stick to your maintenance budget instead of your deficit budget. And to be honest, it's also probably the most realistic approach to the problem of not gaining weight or gaining weight during the holiday season. Then the third approach is that you can just not care about your budgets and eat as much as you like, which is definitely the easiest thing to stick to, but it can also set you back further than usual. Now, don't get me wrong, right? There's those three approaches, and I personally believe that those three approaches are probably the most realistic ones, or the most common ones, really. But obviously, there would be an ideal approach, right? If you've taken anything from my podcast episode so far, I talk all about not having to quit your favorite drink or your favorite food or your favorite snack or anything of the kind, because that's not sustainable. Right, we talked about this way in the beginning. It needs to be sustainable. So the ideal approach for losing weight during the holiday season is to simply treat all of the holiday season foods just like any other snack that you normally like, right? That would be normally too high in calories. And it's just, you know, either take less of that snack so it fits into your budget better, or make more space in your budget by having that snack and then replacing some other things with some healthier options, right? Instead of having four slices of bread, have three and a bit of yogurt, right? Stuff like that. Because ideally, at that point, you are just learning to live with the fact that sometimes in a year, you will be confronted with other nice foods that you might want to fit into your budget besides the normal snacks and things that you already fit in. So, but that's the ideal approach. And, you know, it's called the ideal approach because, well, it's in the ideal situation, but the ideal situation is usually not the most realistic one. So, and seeing as I'm talking about realism with these approaches, I reckon there's just, you need to have realistic expectations, right? I meet so many people who, I actually met someone the other day who said to me that that they were, you know, they were feeling a bit fat and they wanted to lose some weight. So from that day onwards, they were gonna only eat lettuce, right? Or salads and stuff like that. Now, is it possible? Sure. Sure it is. Is it easy? No, not at all. And that's because these people don't have realistic expectations, right? They think they can go into the holiday season and still continue losing weight at the exact same pace, right? Or they can still go to the gym however many times they're going per week, right? But that's not how that works. Instead, if you want to have realistic expectations and not disappoint yourself, right? Because that's usually what happens when we have unrealistic expectations, because then when they don't come true, we feel like we failed ourselves, and so we feel disappointed, which is demotivating. So instead, what you should do is you should realize that, and expect really, that you will go over your budget a few times, right? Maybe 2 to 3 times a week, right? Or maybe even more than that. And that's fine, okay? Additionally, realize that weight fluctuates, right? It fluctuates normally, but now during the holiday season, it can just fluctuate a little bit more because you might be having more carbs, which causes your body to hold on to more water. So just realize that if you are weighing daily, which I wouldn't recommend, but if you are, realize that it will fluctuate more than usual, okay? And additionally, make sure that you also realize that you need to enjoy the holiday season to give yourself more motivation for when 2021 comes rolling around. Because if you spend a lot of time and energy during the holiday season to try and stick to your budget, to only eat healthy, to skip on all the nice holiday foods, then you're gonna pretty much be exhausting yourself. And then when 2021 comes rolling around and the big health craving starts in January, you're not gonna have the energy and the motivation to get back up on that horse again and keep going, right? So make sure to enjoy the holiday season as well. So again, it pretty much all comes down to not being too harsh on yourself, right? Because you have the tools you need to lose weight. So even if you decide during this holiday season that you're not gonna stick to your budget or you're only gonna stick to your maintenance budget, right? You might gain a few pounds, right? You know that if you gain a bit of weight, you know how to get it off. You have the tools for that, right? This podcast series is filled with all kinds of tricks and tips and tools that help you lose weight. And you've proven this already, right? So, you know, have that as a realistic expectation. Understand that what you've done so far in terms of losing weight has helped you if you're doing it in a healthy way, like I discussed in this series, and that you can do that again, okay? So, and actually, I might as well spill a little bit of this now. There's gonna be a lot more tools and things coming in the new year, right? So I'm gonna be talking about a whole set of new things that allows you guys to lose weight at an even more effective and even more comfortable way. But that's all for next year. For the 1st of January, you guys will see something pop up in your feed if you're following the podcast. So for me, it pretty much comes down to the following. Enjoy the holiday season, but don't overeat. Now, this is a very powerful trick, but, and you know, it sounds very obvious, right? Obviously you want to enjoy things and obviously you don't want to overeat. And so we know that that's a little bit more difficult than just saying it. So allow me to quickly dive really deep into body fat. And to be honest, your body fat is an organ, right? Because it produces hormones that help regulate certain processes in your body, right? Which makes it an organ. One of those hormones that it produces is leptin, right? Leptin pretty much, or your leptin levels in your body pretty much increase and decrease based on how much energy there is in your body, how much fat is stored in your body, right? However, people that are overweight or obese, they can become leptin resistant to some degree, which means that they have lots of fat, so they have lots of leptin in their body, but their brain is no longer responding to it, right? So you're never getting that cue, that signal of having enough energy inside of you so that you can stop eating, right? So the question becomes, which actually also leads to becoming more and more overweight or more and more obese, which is kind of like that nefarious circle that it's hard to get out of. So how do we really work with that? Well, one thing that I found to be really, really helpful is to look at what I'm eating, right? If I can see that I've had a full plate of something, then I know that I've had a full portion of food. So I'm going to try and avoid taking a full second portion. And instead, I might take half a portion or a quarter of a portion, right? Or, you know, I could also decide to save some room for a dessert of some kind. That way, you know, you are not going to be overeating because you never get that signal. Instead, you can create that signal to some degree for yourself by saying, hey, I've had a full plate of food, which in essence is enough, right? That is enough calories for me to sustain myself. So then if you feel hungry later on in the evening, you can take a healthy snack like low-fat yogurt or a piece of fruit or something of the kind. Because that way you limit your calorie intake, but you'll still end up feeling full. So that's kind of what I mean with enjoy the holiday season, right? Eat the things you like, but don't overeat by looking at the portions you're having and making sure you're not having more than what is considered normal, right? So, based on all of that, I know it was quite the information dump, but based on all of that, this was kind of like part one of how to survive the holiday season while still trying to lose weight. And next week, we'll talk about part two, which is how to survive your family asking about your weight loss during the holiday season. Because I know, you know, there's always going to be that crazy aunt or that uncle that's going to make some kind of comment about you losing weight. And it's going to be good to talk about that and kind of have some responses ready and kind of figure out how to deal with that mentally. Because I know that that can be a pretty tough part. So, but more about that next week. For now, I hope that this helps with your weight loss journey, and I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.